torrential downpour when a car in front of me hydroplaned off the road and crashed into a guardrail. Fortunately, no one was hurt. When I got to the car, the driver told me, I knew I should have replaced my tires. He'd been driving them so long that the tread was nearly gone. Without grooves in the tread, there was no place for water to go, so his tires acted like skis and he was unable to stop or steer. Letting necessary tasks go unfinished is always a bad idea. James 4:17 says, remember, it's a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. So is there something important that I've been putting off? Why don't I get it done today? I won't regret it if I do the things I know I need to do. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, CenteringLives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have more weather changes on the way, but for today, look for a sun and cloud mix. It's going to be a little warmer than it has been. A high temperature up to about 76 today. Clouds on the increase tonight, but dry during the evening. Maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 56. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, high around 71. Then becoming partly cloudy as the storm system moves away tomorrow night, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix, but dry during the daytime. Maybe a stray shower Friday night, but a perfect weekend coming up. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you. Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Love Hour. Move that microphone closer to you there. You're going to want to get way up on it. We got a guest in the studio, DJ Johnson. Joey Clark, of course, joins me. Jack Campbell out today. Joey Clark joining in two ways this segment.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually you on the axe there.
Yeah, that was me like six, 7 years ago. It's like just a little demo.
I didn't know you had that in the system. I would have played this more.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
You're rocking it out.
Yeah.
It's grown and sexy.
Yeah.
That's grown and sexy. DJ Johnson, you're running for state senate in District 26. That's Quentin Ross's seat that he's vacating. You're a lifelong Montgomery. Tell us about Dennis, or DJ Johnson. What's DJ stand for one?
Daryl Johnson. Got that name when I was a kid after the famous basketball player.
That's what I was wondering if it was DJ Johnson.
Supersonics Dennis Johnson.
Yeah.
Got that name in grade school, about the first or second grade, and it just stuck with me over all of these years.
Yeah. What makes you want to run for the Alabama Senate? That's a den of thieves up there.
Yeah, I know. I think District 26, it's time for a change. The same people been doing the same thing. Nothing's getting accomplished. We need to change things and work things in a different angle. One of the main things, we need to bring Montgomery and District 26 together. Everybody in Montgomery, the blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asian, we need to come together, because if we work together, we can do more things. And it's so much divisiveness. You know, you got one group hate the other group. And since I'm a conservative, I'm a Republican, I even got people questioning me. I was born and raised in West Montgomery, right in a little community called Washington Park. Nobody is more West Side than me. But sometimes you got to get out of Montgomery to see what's going on. Once you get out and see different things, you'll have a different perspective of life and how things should work.
Why is DJ Johnson a Republican?
Well, like I said, I got out from out of the community, and I was able to travel a little bit.
Did you grow up thinking you were a Democrat?
That's all you know over there. That's all you taught.
How old are you?
47.
Okay.
When you grow up on that part of town where I come from, which I love to death, you told one thing. Sometimes you get embedded information that's not true. You're being told that certain people is helping the community and making it strive. When they're not, they only padding their pockets and padding their friends' pocket and not concerned about the community at all. And I saw that over the last 3 years as I was building my company, Alabama Empowerment, and I was really disappointed in the people in office and some of our elected officials, and some of them been over there for quite a while. They should have been doing more to help the community, to help the people, and especially our seniors and our youth. And they're not doing anything. And it's just time for a change.
What are the three or four driving values in the West Side black community in Montgomery? What are the three or four most important values that a mother tries to instill in her children?
Well, first of all, education. And with our education system in Montgomery being in the shape it's in, that's very difficult. And of course, the mothers want their kid to grow up, stay out of trouble, because trouble's always just around the corner, and grow up and just do something positive and have opportunity to see the world. That's what my mother wanted for me. I got in a little trouble, but luckily I was able to, through the grace of God, get back on track and travel a little bit and see the world. And when I got back, things hadn't gotten no better. Because it's poor leadership. We don't have real leaders over there. We got people that say this and don't do anything. And it's been going on for years. But what surprised me the most, though, is how many years it's been going on. And my community is, I guess they kind of just getting used to it, or they settle for less. But I'm here to tell the community, it's more stuff out there. It's opportunities out there that we can create for ourselves, even through entrepreneurship and a lot of things out there. We just got to want more and demand more for ourselves. And me, as running for District 26, I'm kind of a bridge where I think I can help everybody come together and help my community strive and do more and make people's lives better.
Let me go through a few values and tell me where the majority of the West Side Montgomery black community stands. What about individual responsibility?
Oh, that's a big one.
People taking care of themselves and not believing other people should have to look after them.
That's a big one. Because
where do you stand on that?
Well, first of all, I know what it's like to grow up there. And it's very difficult. But in the end, you have to take self-responsibility for yourself. There's no sense of you blaming other people for you not being active and want to do something.
But what's the majority of the community think about it? What's the average 21-year-old think about that? Do they agree with you on that?
Well, they agree with me on that, but a lot of them don't have a way out. Because of the poor leadership, there's nobody setting anything up for them or giving them the right information to pursue things to make them successful in life. When you got poor leadership, the community can never grow.
What about families? Are most children, in your experience, being born into families without fathers in the household?
That's a main concern.
How does that impact the community?
It impacts a lot. And since I'm on this radio, I want to say this to the guys out there. You know, sometimes as guys, we create these kids with these young ladies, and we want to leave their life. I never met my father, so I know what it's like. We got to do more as fathers to be involved in kids' life. It's sad. I'm going to Goodwin on Friday morning. A lot of the kids at that school having a father-daughter dance, they don't have fathers. And to my men out there, we need to get involved with these kids. Go to the school. You can walk to the park. If you don't have any money, take them to the park. Spend time with them. That's so important in a kid's life.
The reason I ask those questions is if you look at the precincts at the end of the night in those districts, 85-90% of the votes that come in a West Montgomery ballot box will be a Democrat vote. Very few people will vote Republican in that race. And I'm not just talking about your race. I'm talking about any race in some of those precincts. And those precincts are the 90-plus percent black precincts. And I don't understand, because what you're telling me is the people in that area believe that they need to look out for themselves. They believe in individual responsibility. They share the values that you have. But you come through life and become a Republican. They come through life and they remain Democrats. And I'm trying to figure out, what is the mortal stranglehold Democrats have over impoverished black communities? Why don't more people arrive where DJ Johnson arrived and end up Republicans and sort of see the world the way you and I see it?
Well, you don't necessarily have to end up a Republican, but one of the situations is entitlements. Entitlements is kind of push on the black community for them not to achieve. And it's not pushed by the whites. It's actually pushed by some of the leadership and the guys in the black community, and especially the leadership, because when you can control someone's income, you dictate their thinking and they every being of themselves. Once you break out of that and you're able to see the world and see a different way where you can create your own, where you can be the big boss instead of somebody being the big boss over you, that opens up the world to you to make you have better decisions on stuff like that. But as long as they're pushing that to not to strive to, you know, the dropout rate and things like that, the Democrats gonna have control. First thing they wanna tell you when you're black, we're gonna take your food stamps, we're gonna take your welfare. So it scares a lot of people, and that don't give them the ability and to get up and go to strive and do things that they can do, because they're very smart. We're very smart. We're very intelligent. I think we're the most intelligent and smartest people in the world. We just got to get more get up and go about ourselves and stop selling for anything.
If food stamps went away tomorrow and the subsidized medical care went away tomorrow, the people in the black community, do they just starve to death? They don't know how to eat?
No. What I think will happen, you have chaos, a little chaos for a minute, but I think as black people, we're creative, and we'll figure a way out. A lot of people will develop their own businesses, develop ways to make money, and it's not necessarily drugs. They just will develop ways to make money. And like I said, through entrepreneurship, that's one thing I want to push. I want to tell everybody out there in District 26, if you guys see a dream that you want to do, let's go for it. That's why I'm trying to get in this Senate position, so I can help you guys pursue your dreams and your aspirations, so you can take care of your family, so you can be the real man of your household. And I think with that, and with the smart ladies over there, we can come out of this situation and make it a better place.
You want to hang out another segment?
Sure, why not?
All right, hang on. DJ Johnson. Keep wanting to call you Dennis Johnson because of basketball player, Hall of Fame basketball player. DJ Johnson is our guest. Joey Clark in the studio. Jack Campbell out. I'm Baron Coleman. We'll be back in a minute. It's 18 after.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, and here is your 2018 real estate market report. The average sales for homes in our region was $161,700 for the first 3 months of 2018. Listings are taking less time to attract buyers, and the supply of available homes is shrinking. Sales of first-time buyer homes priced from $100,000 to $140,000 have been outpacing other price ranges in sales throughout the river region. Buyers are looking for well-cared-for existing homes that do not need major repairs and that are fairly priced. 80% of home buyers last year chose their home by curb appeal first before they called their realtor. Knowing how to price your home, how to stage your home, how to show and present your home will make all of the difference of whether you sell your home. For all the details, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
Up in Washington, they always know better. Politically correct nonsense, I say.
Alabama Governor, conservative Kay Ivey.
When special interests wanted to tear down our historical monuments, I said no and signed a law to protect them. We can't change or erase our history, but here in Alabama, we know something Washington doesn't. To get where we're going means understanding where we've been.
With conservative Kay Ivey, Alabama is working again. In just her first year as governor, Ivey cleaned up the corruption mess and banned lobbyists from executive appointments. Plus, Ivey delivered 4,000 new jobs at Toyota Mazda, the lowest unemployment in Alabama history. And now Ivey signed the largest middle-class tax cut in over a decade.
I'm Kay Ivey. Alabama is working again.
And this is just the beginning. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll.
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Hear that? That's the sweet song of infrastructure construction, which we need in Alabama. There's 600 bridges in the state that are so under-maintained that our kids can't even ride a school bus over them. We need potholes filled and congested roads widened in places like Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, and Huntsville. So what's the holdup? State politicians in the Capitol wasting taxpayer dollars on their pet projects along the coast, ignoring our infrastructure needs up north. For example, did you hear that they're trying to build a big expensive bridge over a tiny canal near the Gulf Coast? That's $30 million, and there's already two perfectly good bridges over that canal. Politicians in Montgomery need a wake-up call. Let's fix bridges and roads all over the state before we waste money on unnecessary expensive bridges to the beach. Join us at alabamaleadership.org, and let's remind Montgomery who they work for. Paid for by conservatives for better leadership.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot. This month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
All right, guys, 24 minutes after 10 o'clock, we got DJ Johnson in the studio. He'll be on the ballot if you're in Senate District 26. On what day is the election?
May 15th.
May 15th. And then are you running again in the November election?
Also, right.
Okay. And you're uncontested in the primary on June 5th?
That's right.
Okay, so you'll be on the ballot on
June 5th. Don't have anything.
There's no primary there.
Yeah.
So
don't have
it's really weird because there's a general election on May 15th, and then there's a primary for that same seat 2 weeks later on June 5th.
Yeah, for the Democratic side.
Yeah, and then there's the general election again in November.
Yeah.
So there'll be and there was a runoff. So there's like six elections in that district in 8 months. It's really, really bizarre.
Now you got to have stamina.
So you're running as a Republican. Why not run as a Democrat and just bring the conservative ideas and try to reach people that way?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Since where I grew up at, I didn't have no ties with this good old boy group.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no chance of getting in there as a Democrat. But I wasn't a Democrat anyway. I don't see some of the same things they work on. Some things I like about them, some things I don't. And the people I would have had to deal with, I can't deal with them because their agendas, they got agendas, and I'm not going to be a part of that, not now, not never. So.
Well, I like that. I like that answer because a lot of people just run for whatever label they have to run as, and you know, if Republicans are ever going to make inroads in some of these communities, somebody has to run as a Republican and, you know, try to reach folks. Try to reach folks. What's the best way you're able to reach folks and tell them don't be afraid to vote for a Republican? You know, we're not gonna come eat your children and burn your house down. How do you explain that?
Well, through several different ways. I got a Facebook page. I talk to people. Word of mouth is always good. Getting on radio shows like this is good. And I want people to know, to listen to me really well. I'm from West Montgomery, and I'm running as a Republican. And I like a lot of things the Republicans do. I am a conservative. And I want you to know, in order for us to grow and to bridge this big, huge gap, we have to try different things. What's going on now in the community, we heading down a dead-end road. Nothing's happened in years, and everybody's complaining. So what we need to do is try something different. So May 15th, y'all need to think about that a lot. Let's try something different. Let's try something different. You know where I'm at. You know what I'm all about. I'm about people. I'm not going to be pro this or pro that. I'm going for the people, what the people want to do. If the Republicans are doing something I feel like not the best interest of the people, I'm going to say something. And if the Democrats not doing what they should do for the people, I'm going to say something. But we got to close this gap and help each other and help build this community. Because I know we can, and I know the people that can get it done for us.
The average person walking into the ballot probably has never voted for a Republican at any level ever in their life. Is that an obstacle you can overcome and win?
Well, I think I can. People are much smarter now. People are smarter. They see what's going on in Montgomery. They see everything is failing with the poor leadership we got. So they have to open their eyes to see, in order for us to strive and get further, maybe we need to try something different. Let's try something different. It's not going to kill us. Let's try something different and try going in a different direction so we can make Montgomery the great city it's supposed to be. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Ron, you're on the air with DJ Johnson.
Hey, man, this is for DJ. I've been listening real carefully to you. Man, you're saying all the right things. And if you're for real, man, I'm
very for real.
Well, I'm with you all the way there.
Thank you very much.
As I was listening carefully to everything you've been saying, man, a slogan for you popped into my mind. would you like to hear it?
I want to hear it.
Hear what? Would you like to know what it is?
What is it?
I can't even remember the name of the band who came out with this song. It's an old song, like me, I'm old. But the song goes, I'm just a love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you. What you think, man?
I like that, and you hit it right dead on the head. That's what I'm working for, the people.
DJ Johnson, the love machine.
Man, I don't know what specific area of people who would be voting for you, but, man, I'd love to work for
District 26 is McGee Estates and
Carriage Hills,
and then from there, kind of south and west.
West Montgomery,
from there.
South Lawn, yeah.
Hey, when I get off the air, can I give you my phone number? And if you need some help, all you have to do is call.
Sure can. I would appreciate that.
How do people get in touch with you if you want to give your number?
My number is 558.
Man, I ain't nowhere near nothing to write with.
Well, that's your problem.
Can I give you my number off the air? Can I give you my number off the air?
No, because that screws me up, because I got to be the one to take it down. We'll write it down and give it to you again in a second.
DJ Johnson for State Senate. Check that out on Facebook.
Hey, I can get in contact.
Yeah,
with
you can find him. I promise. You can find him. Yeah, thanks,
that's
Ron.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Ron trying to create work for me.
Now, you're saying you're going to be working for the people. You are already doing that in many ways. What is it, your nonprofit?
Well, I own a nonprofit, Alabama Empowerment. We work out of the McIntyre Community Center. And I've been working with the community for several years now. And I hope the people there in the center now, in my adult adult center, senior center. I hope they listening to me, and I want to tell you guys I miss y'all, and I'm thinking about y'all, and I'm trying to get this done. But yeah, I've been working in the community. We had a football team last year. We're gonna have a football team this year, and my kids play free. I don't ask them, because a lot of them can't afford equipment and stuff. So we raised the money to get that done. And yesterday I started working with the Divas for Divas, the Lupus Foundation. I want to help them do some things. And the Cancer Center, working with Miss Joy. I want to work with Miss Joy and do things. So I want to do things in the community, and which I'm already doing. But I want to do it on a more bigger level. That's why I'm trying to get in a position where I can help a lot of people that need help.
Yeah, and what I don't think we went over this. What enabled you, empowered you to be able to go and see the world outside of Montgomery?
The military. Spent an extensive time in the military. Went to Desert Storm, went to Afghanistan. I put in my work for this country. I put in my work, believe me, for this country. And when I came back, it just seemed like my community hadn't grown. And in the poor leadership I see, it cannot grow. It will not grow with this poor leadership. We need a change. Guys, it's just time for a change.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Robert, you're on the air with DJ Johnson.
Hello, DJ. How you doing?
Hey,
DJ. I've been listening also, and I understand everything you were saying, because I don't live in that area, but I have freaking that area in the past, because my mother used to live over there on Dillard Street.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm 100% behind you, and I'm waiting on this number, because when you hand this number out, I'm going to do everything I can to support you. I'm going to try to get the word out there. I'm going to walk the streets with you and everything, because we got to change things on the west side. That old way is not going to get it any longer.
All right. You understand completely, then. Thank you.
I know the people that you're running against.
Well, get a pen and paper, Robert. We're going to give his number in a second.
I got the 558. I went on the rest of it.
Yeah, we got 558 is out on the public airway. What's the rest of it?
3248.
558-3248. All right,
good. I'll be calling you.
All right, Robert. Appreciate it. Randall.
Hey, you there?
Yes.
Hey. Oh, man, you couldn't ask for no better spot than that, man. That phone number will be forever engraved in everybody's mind. Well, we got the 558 out. Well, hey, I just want to call, man, and thank you for your service, bro. And like everybody, man, ain't nothing wrong you said. And just like you said, people got to get into school. They ain't got no sign that says you cannot come in if you got a kid in that school. If parents, I heard you say, you know, the mamas, you know, want to instill in their kids. But we both know, being honest, That's went to the wayside when you got other people who is taking care of them more than a mama's taking care of them. You know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah,
making sure they got a great code after school. You know what I mean? And when you got that happening, and then they see what's going on out there. There's so much money. If the people know what to do with their money, but I can take you to boys that got money right now. They can start a business. Got enough money, but nobody knows tells them what to do with their money. Nobody.
Right.
I mean, life insurance ought to be the first thing that y'all let a kid do. Put life insurance on your grandparents or something. So when they die, he got $56,000 to get going with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the easiest thing they could tell a young black man to invest in. And there's plenty of kids out there that got that kind of money. And they give them a leg up. And they do. They knew that a lot of money that needs a leg up. And we can go all day about that, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of other kids that do too. So, you know, it goes all the way around. But you're exactly right. Get in the school, man. Get them parents in the school, brother. That's where it's going to start at. If you want education to change, it's going to change right there. I mean, ain't nobody else going to do it for you.
Thanks,
that's
Randall.
Right.
All right.
Appreciate it. 272-9228 is the number. Joey Clark, Baron Coleman sitting in today from 9 to noon. DJ Johnson in the studio. Willie Knight.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
What's going on?
Man, I'm chilling. I'm sitting back. I'm listening. This is like the second or third time I've listened to this talk show.
Oh, you need to listen more, Willie. Come on. I've never been so disappointed by a caller in all my life.
No, you know what? I am. You got my word. I'm going to start listening more often.
Good.
But let me tell Mr. DJ Johnson something. I got I see your messages on Facebook. I hadn't responded to much, but I'm supporting you. 100%.
Thank you.
It is about time that people in Montgomery, we stop looking at the party lines and start looking at the platform and what these people are trying to do. right now, you know, when I ask the question, can anybody name me three things that State House Representative Alvin Holmes done in the last 10 years? Everybody get mad. The first thing he hollers, he's fighting for civil rights. I said, well, you know, what are you doing now? You can't name anything. We got people in positions. Dave Burkett, the guy you're running against, I can't name three things he done as a city councilman that would make him a legitimate candidate for the position that you guys are running for. You know, I'm not saying you win by default, but I'd rather give a new man a chance as opposed to putting somebody that's been in office for 12 years and I'm still sitting here twirling my thumbs trying to figure out what have you done that have made the living conditions better for anybody, not just in your district, but anybody. And, you know, you got people out there that are what we would call them race baiters, whatever the case may be. But the thing you have going for you, that generation that banks on race baiting is half dead. The other half is losing their mind. So you really ain't going to have that to deal with. You just have to get out there and talk to the people, man, and continue to put your platform out there. You got my vote. I'm pushing you 100%. I'm hoping that you win. Now, the flip side of it is, you know, you win. In 2-3 weeks, your job's back up for grabs again. But, you know, I'm hoping you win it this time, Doc. You know, just continue to push your message. Continue to do your community service work. And to the DJ, I'm going to be listening to your show a lot more often.
Hey! Nice.
Thank you guys
picking
for coming
fans.
On.
Got to bring DJ on more often. He brings fans with him.
Yeah, you are. But you have a blessed day, man. Continue to put your platform out there. Don't be scared. Continue to walk on faith, man. Walk by faith, not by sight. Believe half of what you see and nothing that you hear. Have a good day.
Thank you. This hour of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage are giving the dream of home ownership to more and more people every single day. Easy to get in touch with her, 567-4223. 567-4223. You can also check her out online, alhomemortgage.com. alhomemortgage.com. If you can't remember the number or the email address, just Google Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. You'll find it on there. You can also check her out on Facebook. All our contact information is there as well. When you jump on the website, you can figure out that you can fill your whole mortgage application out on your phone. Your phone, your iPad, your laptop, desktop, work computer. Make sure you take a break if you do it on your work computer. Don't be stealing on company time. But you can fill your whole thing out online. It takes about 5 or 10 minutes, whether you call her or do it online. And who wouldn't spend 5 or 10 minutes for the chance to save hundreds of dollars a month or maybe pay that mortgage off years earlier? Give Kim Williams a call today, 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. We got more phone calls. You want to stay in another segment?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a quick segment because we went long this time, but we'll do it again. Okay. Joey Clark and Baron Coleman on the other side of the break.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience.
Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Are you avoiding sex in your relationship? Afraid of approaching that special someone because you can't perform well enough? Or worse, you can't perform at all? At the Male Method, the doctor has only one focus, treating your erectile dysfunction. High blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, prostate cancer, these all contribute to your ED. And the physician knows how to restore your sex life. The spring promotion is here. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, exam, and test dose is only $99. If the test dose doesn't work, you pay nothing. Yep, you've heard this right. So you have absolutely nothing to lose, but everything to gain. Appointments will fill fast. Call now. And don't forget to ask about the new wave therapy treatments. Don't miss the spring promotion and special gifts with purchase. Call 334-392-7050. That's 334-392-7050. Call 334-392-7050. That's 334-392-7050.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have more weather changes on the way, but for today, look for a sun and cloud mix. It's going to be a little warmer than it has been. A high temperature up to about 76 today. Clouds on the increase tonight, but dry during the evening. Maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 56. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, high around 71. Then becoming partly cloudy as the storm system moves away tomorrow night, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix, but dry during the daytime. Maybe a stray shower Friday night, but a perfect weekend coming up. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Man over at Riley Manning Painting. That's Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting. He's got my doors looking so good. Neighbors drooling as they drive by. People gawking. There's going to be an accident out in front of my house. I know it. There's going to be an accident. So many people stop as they drive by and say, what happened to your doors? Well, Riley Manning happened to my doors. He can happen to your doors. He can happen to your whole house. Riley doesn't just go over the problem. It would have been real easy for Riley to just come up there and just stain over what I already had up there. But instead, they sanded the doors down. They just, every little nook and cranny, all the little repairs on the doors that needed to be made, they made all those. And that's the care and caution he takes with everything. He doesn't just paint over problems. If he sees a board that needs to be replaced, and he doesn't nickel and dime you to death. You get a price, you get a price. And that's the price you pay. And, you know, if he's got to replace a $5 board, he's not going to charge you $5 more for it. I mean, it's just not the way it works. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Big job, small jobs, doesn't matter. Industrial, agricultural, commercial, residential, indoor, outdoor. Riley Manning's your man. 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. What I recommend, though, is that double secret bat phone. That's that number we keep giving you. We've been giving it to you for close to 4 years now. And the reason we give it to you is because he answers it, and it's kind of a news and views hotline. Sort of look at it that way. Everybody else has to call the number in the yellow pages or call the number online. They have to deal with a secretary. They got to leave a message. They got to talk to a middleman. News and views listeners go straight to the boss. Riley Manning, 799-1284. You call, that'll jingle in his pocket. If he's not talking to a customer, he'll pick up and talk to you. If he is, leave a message. He'll call you right back. You can also send him pictures of what it is that you need a quote on so you get an idea of what you're looking at. You can text message those pictures over to him. 799-1284, 799-1284, Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Joey Clark sitting in for Jack Campbell. Baron Coleman here with you every day from 9 to noon. DJ Johnson, he's a candidate for Senate District 26. He's in the studio with us now, and my good friend Derek is on the phone.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
I'm an everyday listener. Yesterday, I heard sponsor for the Jeep. The tree couldn't
hear. Hey, Derek. You sound like you're talking through a waterfall. Is your hand over the microphone, or are you talking into the, you're talking to the bottom of the phone? Yeah, you talk down to the bottom of the phone.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah, turn the phone around.
I had heard your advertisement for the tree cutting service. Chippewa
Charm Tree Service. Yeah,
I've been having a tree in my front yard. I've been fighting for 3 years to get a good quote.
Yeah,
I called them. That's amazing. They'll be out Friday, and that is the best quote. Hands down, by almost a quarter of anything I've gotten from anyone.
There it is. See, that's why when we advertise for people, we vet our advertisers to make sure they're the best. And so when you got Chippewa recommended to you by me, that's because they're the best.
That's right. Well, I just want to reach out and say I appreciate it, and let everybody else know that they need to call them because it's astronomical difference from anybody else.
Yeah, Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 15 years in the business. They do a fantastic job. The number I gave you yesterday, 478-3103, they actually have another number. It's a cell phone number if you can't get in on the main line or whatever. Their cell phone number is 328-2484 while we're talking about them. I want to make sure I give you that number. 328-2484. That's the cell phone for Augustine over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484. But they do a good job, you know, just a little tree trimming. They can do complete removals. They're licensed and insured. Most of the other people you called and got quotes from were not, I can assure you. And of course, the big guarantee, you pay only after the you're satisfied, after the job's done and you're satisfied. Then that's when you cut the checks.
That's right. Well, I do appreciate the forewarning.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Derek.
Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, we turned that into an ad for Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Good people. Good people. DJ Johnson running for Republican, or actually you are the Republican nominee. You're running on May 15th, and again, because of a quirk in the law, you've got to run on May 15th. You've got to turn around and run in November. What's the date in November? Do you know?
I think it's November the 4th, if I'm correct.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Have you talked to any of the other Republicans around the state? Is the Republican Party helping you in any way?
Listen, I talked to most of the guys. I done met guys all the way from Huntsville down to Mobile.
Yeah.
So I talk with the guys when we be in meetings. They know exactly what I'm trying to do, and they more than willing to help. And I want people to know the Republicans want to do a lot more in the black community, but they having problems kind of getting in there. And I think with me becoming a senator, I think I can help them get in there a lot more because I got a lot of close relationships on both sides. And I think that can help bridge this gap in our community to make us a better and stronger community.
You know, when 90% of the black community votes Democrat or 95%, people just say, well, that's just blacks being blacks, and they just vote Democrat. But if 90% or 95% of Republicans or white people vote Republican, they say, well, that's because they're racist. Have you noticed the double standard?
Yeah. It's a double standard. And it's sad it's like that. It's really sad. I want people to look at the candidate. Look at the character of the candidate. Quit looking at Republican, Democrat, white, black. That makes no sense at all. It's not helping the community. Look at the candidate. If you know the candidate and the people you put in there, listen to this. The people that are in there now, if they would have been doing a halfway decent job, the black community would not be in the situation it is now. Don't just vote because Democrat and somebody black. Look at the character of the people. That goes both sides, Republican and Democrat. Look at the character of the people and then go from there. Then cast your vote on the character of the person.
Do you have, I'm looking at your campaign finance report right now. It's not exactly what we would call flush.
Yeah.
Is there a way people can donate if they want to help you out?
Yeah, you can go to djforstatesenate.com.
djforstatesenate.com. Is there a contribute button?
Facebook, I'm sorry.
Okay, DJ for Senate, State Senate on Facebook. Is there a way they can contribute directly there, or do they have to mail you a check?
No, they can just contribute there, $5, $10, whatever. Your heart feel like it.
Yeah, it's obvious you're not doing this for the money.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm looking at your campaign account, and there's not a lot in there. But that's not surprising because all of the special interests obviously are going to line up on the other side.
But here's one thing. I don't want no special interest money. I turned down special interest money. It means exactly what it says. If you receive that money, they own you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be owned by the Republicans. I don't want to be owned by the Democrats. I want to be owned by the people. And that's the people that I'm making the decisions for, making my decisions on people. So that right there didn't interest me at all when it came to me. I'm not interested in that.
What branch of the military were you in?
The Army.
Why'd you go in the Army? Or why that as opposed to one of the other ones?
First of all, I was scared of the Navy. I was scared to be on the water.
You didn't
want to
be on a little bitty sardine can floating around in the ocean?
No, I barely graduated from high school. I probably couldn't pass the Air Force test. So they said, okay, we'll just give you a gun and you just follow everybody else. So I said, I'll take that.
How long were you in the Army?
Well, I stayed, my first 10 years I stayed. I went to Desert Storm, Afghanistan, all that good stuff. I stayed in the reserves. 11 years, but off and on when a conflict broke out, you know, I had to go back in on full duty for that small amount of time.
And what year did you get out?
I got out in 08.
You miss it at all?
I miss my friends. I met great people, both black, white, all kinds of colors. I'm still close to them today. A lot of them got successful business that they want to bring to Montgomery, but it's hard for me to get in Montgomery because of the politics and the good old boy things, and I miss them. I miss those guys, real guys.
Young people today, 16, 17, 18 years old, looking at what they want to do for a living, do you recommend that they go in the military?
Yeah, it depends. If you're not ready for college, I think you should go in the military, get a couple of years of experience. It'll kind of get you on the right track, and it helped you out financially, it helped your family, I'm telling you, a lot of my kids up at the center say, well, we scared to go in there. It's dangerous. No, I'm telling you this. These streets are more dangerous than Afghanistan and Iraq if you out there in the wrong way.
That's something. That's something. What can we do governmentally to try to put, or can it be done, to try to put fathers back into the homes of young people, because I think that's where most of the breakdown starts.
That's a huge breakdown, and that's a great question. I just don't know. Just men, we got to be men. We got to be men. It don't take anything to take your kid to the park, to spend time with them, to throw the ball around. Even I got a daughter. She's 19 now and going along. I remember I used to play with the tea set with her, mm-hmm. You know, play tea set and help her with her little makeup. You know, come on, guys. We can do better. We just can do better. We got to.
But is the government in any way incentivizing men not being in the homes? And are there policies that can change to incentivize men to get back in the homes, get back in their kids' lives?
I don't know if the government necessary, but it go back to my thing I talked about before, entrepreneurship. We got to find a way to get these young guys jobs and opportunity. I am working, they putting an alternative school over at McIntyre this year. And I got a buddy, he's high up in the college thing. We trying to broker a deal now for them to work with those kids over there at Trenum and some other trade schools around town. We got to be creative. We need new ideas. Those old ideas and them lazy politicians that's in there now got to get out the way, and let's start fresh with fresh ideas and new way of doing things.
You got a couple, maybe 30 seconds or a minute left. Kind of give them the closing argument. Why should Republicans make sure they get out on May 15th, and why should traditional Democrats consider DJ Johnson?
Okay, Republicans, this is the first time a black Republican running in District 26. Not to mention my race, but I want y'all to get out and vote and give me an opportunity so we can bridge that gap. It's time for Republicans to start working in these communities with blacks and other nationalities. And for for my Democratic people, look at the character of the man. We've been doing this. Those guys are in office, nothing, right now, and nothing's being done, and we're in a terrible, terrible position. So let's look at the character of the man and new ideas, and let's go from there.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
I'm glad to have met you.
I'm glad to meet you, too. First time meeting you.
Absolutely. I hadn't made your acquaintance before, but I'm glad I did.
All right.
Don't be a stranger.
All right.
Call in anytime you want.
Okay. Thank you. Y'all
All right.
Have a good day.
Joey Clark and Baron Coleman on the other side.
Get away. Restless feeling. Really got a hold. I started searching for a better way. When I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night. But I couldn't see the light.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers, but also don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning, and if you walk all three floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.